with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Washington insiders continue to weigh in on President-elect Trump's cabinet nominations. Bob Agnew reports.
Journalist Ben Domenech gives high marks for Trump's selection of North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum for Secretary of the Interior.
And I think Burgum is a phenomenal pick, A+.
Domenech also applauds the choice of decorated war veteran Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary as one who has recently served in combat.
And has a lot of the frustrations that can be channeled into, I think, good leadership.
And yes, selecting a Fox News host for the role may seem out of left field for some Washington insiders.
But I think that we were going to always get some, you know, some roll of the dice picks from Donald Trump.
Ben Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
General Motors is laying off about 1,000 workers worldwide, mostly white-collar. Correspondent Rita Foley reports.
GM has had to develop and update gas-powered vehicles while investing in electric vehicle battery and assembly plants. Last April, about 5,000 GM white-collar workers took the company's buyout offers. Chief Financial Officer Paul Jacobson said last month that GM is on track to reach its goal of cutting $2 billion in fixed costs by the end of this year. GM has about 150,000 employees worldwide, the largest group in the Detroit suburb of Warren, Michigan. I'm Rita Foley.
Belize issued tropical storm warnings for coastal areas on Friday as Tropical Storm Sara moved through the Caribbean, dousing Honduras' northern coast with heavy rain. Sustained rain fell in the Honduran city of San Pedro Sula, though there were no signs of serious flooding. Another down day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 305 points, the Nasdaq dropped 427. This is SRN News. The Pope makes another controversial appointment.
In a move that is almost certain to enrage conservative Catholics around the globe, Francis has selected as his new pastor to the papal household a priest who embraces homosexuality. Roberto Pasolini has delivered remarks in which he questioned the condemnation of homosexuality in Scripture and suggested that King David and his friend Jonathan might have been gay. Many conservative Catholics fear Pope Francis is moving toward approval of homosexual marriage. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic lawmakers who wield control of the Virginia legislature are hoping to make their state the first in the South to enshrine abortion in the Constitution. The process bypasses Governor Glenn Youngkin, whose signature is not required on a constitutional amendment. But under Virginia law, the General Assembly must pass proposed amendments twice in at least 2 years. After that, the public must approve. This is SRN News. China's President Xi Jinping says the country needs more policies to maintain fertility levels and stabilize the population.
Beijing abandoned its one-child policy a decade ago. Families can now have 3 children. But the policy change has had little effect, hence Mr. Xi's intervention. Writing in a prominent magazine, he said the rise and fall of great powers was influenced by its population. He said marriage and having children should be encouraged with increased financial support for parents. Perhaps he was thinking of the city in Shanxi province, which this week offered newlyweds a $200 bonus, as long as the woman is under 35.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. Pakistani authorities declared a health emergency in the country's east due to smog. Smog has choked Punjab for weeks, sickening nearly 2 million people and shrouding the province in a toxic haze. More details at SRNnews.com.